So first, I would like to thank you very much for staying here. For writing with Thomas in a very cooperative relationship. To be with you all in this very nice handbook, very well edited for Elena and Patricia. So our chapter is about more two experiences of education, the cooperation in education. Is one is Josi Puedo, who is from originally from Cuba, and for Literas alphanumeric apprenticeship for the people. And the other is the cooperation with BRICS. BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And there is a relationship, even we are in a time, and the B is living in an authoritarian government, we have a new president is very, very complicated, and I think even the right wing there in Brazil is a little bit aware about what means this government. But just to say that BRICS is more important than the president that I will not call his name here. There is a network of universities, 12 universities from 80 countries of BRICS, and they try to work in a kind of cooperation in a subject of research, and studies is interested for each country. It's like a solidarity, it is true solidarity cooperation. Because we try, Thomas and me, we try to separate some expressions. How could mean a more liberal, neoliberal, understandable, like best practice or another or transfer experience. And these five countries try to construct cooperation with this very strong and expressive word is solidarity. So it's just to say, compliment, there you say if I forget something, and please, Thomas, retake that. But Brazil is very, we live in now in a contradiction, but our country is very contradictory too. You think that, imagine 8 million students in higher education, and 2 million is in public higher education. So 6 million private higher education. 2 million is like UK, I imagine. So it's in public. But this 6 million is in, there is some group, private group from foreign country, like States and the UK, but more in United States. And one of this group, the name is Croton, has 1 million students enrolled in this higher education enterprise. So higher education in Brazil, just to say, is a public with 2 million, and we could cooperate with other countries, and we try to explore that in this chapter with the BRICS. But at the same time, we live in another contradiction. Is higher education is a possibility to have a profit with education is not an easy classification of a public good. So we understand that BRICS and Yo Sí Puedo are two examples of solidarity in a south-south cooperation with respect to mutual interest and a construction with win-win and not a relation with exploration. Yeah. So sorry for my English, my bad English, but it's more or less like that in our chapter. No, Thomas?
The issue of equity and social justice was one of the motivations to look at the BRICS education agenda. Besides the Yo Sí Puedo, maybe I talk a little bit about the Yo Sí Puedo, which means it's usually translated as yes, I can. I would say it's sure I can. And it is a literacy method. So we looked at higher education in the BRICS, and we looked at a literacy method developed in Cuba, which has been globalized transnationally and internationally. So either through agreements between governments or between other social actors within national territories like municipalities or social movements. And it is a very successful method in which through audiovisual materials and classes, students or the participants acquire basic literacy skills within a very short time, within around 35 video classes. This is exceptional because usually literacy campaigns take around half a year, and that creates, in impoverished contexts, a huge dropout. And so this Yo Sí Puedo has been used not just in the third world, Latin America, it's also been used in Europe and the USA and Canada and in Australia. With Aboriginal people, it's been translated into something like 30 languages and culturally adapted to those contexts. And again, within the interest of educational justice, we were asking to what extent does the BRICS Network University that has been founded or the Yo Sí Puedo generate social transformation? Does it bring the state back, reclaiming a bigger role in the provision of education? And especially with the Yo Sí Puedo, does it empower people to become actors in their own social transformation, the Paulo Freire kind of pedagogy, which was developed at the time when dependency theory had its heyday. And all of this was embedded in a frustration. It was again embedded in a literature review. There is very little work available on South-South education, and that's why I'm grateful for the other chapter. But the starting point was when reading, especially the literature on BRICS, what is produced is again very similar to the argument in the other chapter. What is produced are collections of country case studies. So there are books published, Higher Education in the BRICS, and what you get is Chapter 1, Brazil, Chapter 2, China. And actually no one looks at the synergies that might be created through this cooperation. It's the typical comparative studies, the methodological problems that I indicated before with having, you look at country case studies, rather than looking at the relations, and this is why I was so grateful for this book, interrelatedness and how these relations and interconnectivities generate something new. I think I stop here.
Great, thank you so much.